This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, there's no doubt it's been more than a week since we've spoken to you. I've been telling people that we've moved into our new headquarters here, our new little FEMA-style trailers, while our building gets remodeled. And so you and I are in close quarters here. But it's been a while since we've been able to get that microphone that you're talking into attached so that we can have you back to review the news of the week.
Well, it's good to be back.
Glad you're back. And this first story that we're going to talk about has been going on for a few weeks now. This proposal to close 3 San Bernardino library branches, which is opposed by some of the trustees.
Well, all of the trustees, it looks like. The city told the library it would have to cut its budget by 7%. That would mean about $140,000, basically one salary, if you look at it that way. You know, the mayor just added to his staff. There was no explanation given for why this cut was necessary for the coming fiscal year. The city is considering its fiscal 2019-2020 budget. And the Library Commission held a special meeting this week to discuss this and decide what to do or what to recommend to the City Council. And they said, no, we don't want to close 3 branches. These branches are very important to the neighborhoods, 2 of them in predominantly Hispanic and predominantly African-American parts of the city. The library trustees do not want to close those libraries. They're too important to the children and families in those districts, to people who need to use the library's computer lab because they don't have home computers. And so we'll see how the city comes back on this, Ken, because if they still want the budget cut, it sounds like they're going to have to impose it. The Library Commission considered a couple of alternatives to closing the branches, but they were all unpalatable. They would have included cutting the hours at all of the libraries and closing that computer lab.
Why, if it's just such a small amount of money that they're talking about here, is there something else behind this? I mean, closing a library is something that historically gets people upset. What's behind this?
Well, you know, Ken, there really wasn't an explanation from the city in the stories by the Sun. However, in my experience of covering local government for more than 30 years, the first thing that gets cut are what are considered the non-essentials. The library, usually things like the museum, that kind of thing usually gets hit first by the budget cuts.
Okay. We'll keep watching that. Next, warehouse plans are provoking opposition in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties. To what degree?
Well, you know, what's new here is a big proposal for an air cargo logistics center at the former Norton Air Force Base, now called San Bernardino International Airport. And people in the surrounding communities feel like they didn't get much notice of this. You know, unfortunately, people don't pay a lot of attention. They may pay attention to their city council, but not to the other commissions and, you know, water boards and school boards and those kind of things. So what happened was the airport authority reached an agreement with the master developer of all the land around there, Hillwood, and the plan is to have a 24-hour-a-day operation of an air cargo hub. You know, people in the East San Bernardino Valley have gotten used to no flights after Norton closed. You know, there were big cargo planes going in and out of there at all hours. But since Norton closed, it's, you know, more than 20 years now, people aren't used to hearing airplanes taking off at all hours of the day and night. The initial plan would be to have 12 flights a day, increasing to about 26 flights by 2024. So it would have an impact on the quality of life. So people are asking that the airport authority kind of go back to the drawing board and make sure all the environmental issues associated with an air cargo hub are considered.
And in Riverside County?
Well, Ken, you know, as we've been talking about for months, if not years, that big World Logistics Center in Moreno Valley has sparked a lot of opposition and lawsuits, and that legal dispute is not settled. But let me just say, interesting development here, a warehouse that was approved by the city of Fontana, kind of south of the city, near the unincorporated area of Bloomington and the city of Harupa Valley, has now sparked lawsuits, not just by environmental groups, but also the county of San Bernardino is saying that Fontana did not properly do an environmental evaluation of all the impacts of this 3.4 million square foot complex that's been approved for southeastern Fontana.
This is something relatively new, sizable opposition to numerous projects of that sort in the Inland Empire. Is this a trend?
Well, you know, especially what's unusual here, Ken, is that it's pitting one governmental entity against another. And in fact, San Bernardino County said in a statement that, you know, they consider suing another entity a last resort. So you can tell the level of frustration here with Fontana. I also want to mention that in that same area around Hurupa Valley, South Ontario, that remember we talked about Scandia Family Fun Park that just closed? The owners did not have any information about what would happen. Well, guess what's proposed for that land?
Let me guess.
Two warehouses.
Yeah, oh, dear.
You got it.
Cassie McDuff, thank you and welcome back.
Thank you, Ken. Good to be back.